live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Gardner, tonight we have a problem.
And what's that?
It's a good kind of problem. It's a problem we want to have. There are so many affiliates coming on tonight, we have to spend all this time saying hello to them, which is a good thing.
We dig, Sammy.
We already said hello to WFLA in Tampa. 970 WFLA came on board for the 7 o'clock hour, but we're flexible. See, we let radio stations come and go when they feel like it. Mm-hmm. So 970 is going to be done after hour 2 of the show. They won't be picking up hour 3. And in New York, the Finger Lakes region, there's a series of, I think, 5 transmitters that we're on as of right now that we've started tonight officially, and they're going to be picking up the second 2 hours of the show. So we try to be flexible for stations where they can come and go. And so I want to welcome Finger Lakes News Radio, WFLR 1570 in Dundee, 1590 WAUB, also on 98.1 in Auburn, 1240 WGVA in Geneva, 1550 WCGR, and also on 104.5 in Canandaigua. So just welcome aboard to all of our new listeners.
Beautiful areas, too.
1-800-259-9231 allows you to bring up whatever you want. We go to your phone calls. It's Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this weekend?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
Well, I had two things. Let me get to the main one first. And then if we have time, we'll dive into the second issue.
Okay.
The first issue is pertaining a media watchdog group called Media Defender. And for those who are not familiar with this group, it's a free market-based business that is outsourced by the major media moguls like, Time Warner, News Corp., a lot of the music industry, a lot of the movie industry people, they will hire these guys on to protect their intellectual property. Well, a funny thing happened over a couple of days ago. They used their techniques to basically shut down a lawful BitTorrent server.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what had happened was this group sent out, what they basically do, they send out a bunch of packets out on the net. Basically, these are dummy files of what people would expect to be the popular song of the week or the new movie that just was released.
So they put up fakes. So instead of offering the actual file, they put up some sort of fake file in its place, and they get a bunch of people to download the fake file, and so it upsets them, right?
Yeah, what happens after they download the fake file?
Well,
nothing.
What
they're just bummed because they didn't get the right file.
It'd be interesting if they put in some sort of encryption that sends information.
Well, no,
back.
Actually, what happens? That's a good question. What happens usually is they note the attempt of attempting to grab the intellectual property, and then your ISP is given a cease and desist order, requesting information about who is leasing out this IP address, which is fundamentally the wrong way of going about trying to prosecute copyright infringement, because who is it to say that Ian's at my house and he's downloading, the new Nine Inch Nails CD off my computer, yet I'm supposed to be responsible for what he does on my computer?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing happen in these computer cases involving things like piracy and also child pornography. What we're seeing happen is the individual who has his or her name on the Internet account becomes responsible for any so-called crime that occurs over it. So many people, for instance, if you get a laptop and you drive around, you can get these there's a program called NetStumbler, and it'll, as you drive, it will show you all of the Wi-Fi spots that are around you. So you can literally drive through a neighborhood and you can identify which are available, because some people lock theirs because they know a thing or two about their routers. And then most people, I'd say I've seen 50%. I mean, usually you go around one out of every two routers is wide open. Yeah. So you can go and park your van out in front of somebody's house and download all the naughty stuff you want to download from their servers.
And it looks like they're the ones that downloaded.
Right. It looks like it was their account that downloaded it, and it was, but they didn't know it was going to you because their Wi-Fi connection was wide open. And so then if they go after that person for it, apparently, it doesn't matter if the files are still on their computer. They've got evidence that this IP address downloaded these, you know, these files at this time, and that individual can be brought up on charges. I think it's awful what's going on here.
It's incredible. And, you know, I was just going to say, I understand that a lot of the musicians and filmmakers and so on, you know, they want to be able to make cash off of their product. But what I think is highly amusing is, you know, going back to the philosophy of John Lennon, imagine there's no possessions, to a lot of the so-called anarchist punk bands, but they're not really anarchists at all. They're just collectivist socialists. They often say that they don't believe in the concept of private property, but they're the first people to get involved if their private property copyrights are infringed upon and it threatens their down in their bottom line for money.
Yeah, that's ironic, huh?
Yeah, I always tell people, please try to pirate as much music by people who don't believe in private property as you possibly can.
What were your other thoughts, Bill?
Well, with the media defender, what happened in this particular case is they can go out and they can sift out, you know, with BitTorrent, you can find out who's hosting what files. Well, apparently, they were under the impression that this reputable media company on the net was hosting like 30,000 or some ungodly amount of copyrighted material. It was their own material. Mm-hmm. And what I found very startling about this was when the article came from Wired, and when an FBI agent was asked about, well, could media defender be looking at some federal charges for conspiracy to infiltrate, you know, computer or disrupting computer services? Oh no, that's a gray area. But yet it's supposed to be a black and white issue. If somebody's feelings get hurt, and we automatically put them up on trial for 20 counts of hacking crimes because they hurt somebody's feelings on the internet. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out where the hell the country's priorities are.
Oh, the priorities are with people with influence. I mean, the priorities of politicians are with their buddies and the lobbyists that send them the most money, and certainly the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association, and the Motion Picture Association, the MPAA, certainly they have the sway and the influence, whereas, you know, these groups of hackers or pirates certainly have none. So yeah. Clearly there's going to be some preferences.
And isn't it ironic that all these radicals from the 60s are out there now trying to use the very government that they derided when they were so-called hipsters and radicals in the 60s to come down with things like the Sonny Bono Copyright Protection Act because Mickey Mouse is going to go into public domain and Disney's got to protect it. So they send all this money out to all the congressmen. They lobby for this thing to happen, and sure enough, it happens. And the idea of government-enforced copyright protection and patent protection is incompatible and totally inconsistent with any concept of freedom and liberty.
It's true. Bill, thank you for the call tonight. I know you had something else. Call us next week. We'll talk about that. 800-259-9231. We got to get through more calls here. But the intellectual property issue is an interesting one, especially from, you know, looking at it from a libertarian viewpoint, because there's a lot of disagreement amongst liberty-minded people on this. Some people, obviously probably more likely those who are artists and connected to people that are creating artwork and music and things like that, they feel very strongly about the idea that they should be able to hire this gang known as government to somehow protect them from people taking their ideas. But the thing about ideas is that they're not scarce.
Right.
In fact, that's the great thing about ideas, is that if you give me an idea, Gardner, you still have it,
I. You look at the downside of this thing. A great conversation with my buddy Bruce, who is studying with Israel Kirzner at NYU in economics. He was talking about patents. And, you know, he really opened my eyes about 15 years ago. We were chatting about it. He said, Gard, you know, people have appeared at the patent office shortly after another person with a similar product, and they have been prevented by agents of the government mm-hmm. from just offering their product for sale to other people. It's illegal for them to do that. So, and it's a lot of people say, well, if we didn't have the government to protect, then the companies wouldn't do this. You've got to look at the flip side, and you can have a private paradigm, point-of-sale contract,
There's a lot
of
money.
That's the way you should
do it. A lot of money spent on lawyers and patent attorneys, and there's a whole bulk of money that's actually spent over there that could be put into research and development and other things. So the marketplace would reorganize itself in a different way if there weren't these government protections out there, this protection racket known as patents and copyrights. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $8.91. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.1790, $4.5215 for half, $2.2608 for quarter. That's $9.1790, $4.5215, and $2.2608.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include all kinds of different things, like the updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You can choose which project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. Before we go on with the calls, I want to comment a little further on the issue of intellectual property, because we just barely glossed over it, and it's such a deep issue, and it's so critical, I think, at this time when people are really looking at it, when you've got mass piracy going on out there on the internet right now, and there's...
Oh, I was just going to say, and you know, Ian, you know what I find so funny about it is back in the 1990s, I was over at the Outer Limits TV show, and one of the writers over there, I was working on a story where they didn't have patent or copyright protection. It was this was the society they were going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, why do you think about that stuff? I was like, dude, do you have any idea what's coming? And this was a guy who went to Cornell for, like, you know, physics or something like that. He was a smart guy. Like, hello, McFly. Look at what's coming down
the pike,
man. We
better start thinking about it because, I mean, there's two areas we can look at. I think primarily there's patent and then there's copyright, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
With copyright, really, it doesn't matter what you think about it. Copyright, it's irrelevant almost at this point because the piracy is so widespread. You can go on file sharing networks at any given moment and see millions of people online. You can't tell who they all are, but there are millions of people out there transferring files, and presumably they're not all sharing their baby's pictures. Okay, so I mean, it's probably a safe bet that most of those people that are using those file sharing protocols are engaging in what they call piracy.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to put all those people in a jail cell?
You know,
I mean, what are you going to do about that?
There's a tie to that, Ian. There's a story about how some bands and some recording industry representatives are upset that on YouTube fans are starting to take songs and mash them up, or starting to take video clips of certain television shows, cartoon TV shows in particular, anime and manga. Anime, I should say, and they're splicing them up and putting music behind them.
Yes.
I have to tell you, you know, as a guy who hangs out with his niece, and she's 12 years old, I've discovered more bands, more TV shows, the pollination and promotion that these people are getting. They do not have a clue to what is going on out there in the world.
Right, it's free promotion. These people going out there and doing things with their works, I mean, it's getting them more exposure than they ever would have. And I think there are bands that are coming to understand that. Mm-hmm. I think even Metallica, which at one time was very anti-file sharing, has now seen the light, and I've heard they're going to release an album for free on the internet.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of Danko Jones up in Canada and Toronto and so on, and he got dropped from his Canadian label because he was in favor of downloading and file sharing.
Good. I'm sure he's doing okay.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right.
So look, I mean, the fact is people are going to continue to share files on the internet, movies and music and books even. They're going to continue to be passed around. And you know what? Even if it gets even more widespread than it currently is, it's not going to be the end of music. I mean, for instance, there have been so many musicians for the longest time who have toiled in complete obscurity and have hoped and hoped and hoped that they would get a record contract someday. There have always been people that have been out there producing artwork and music and releasing it out there for very little reward in just hopes that they'll do something. So it's not like it's not like everybody who creates art is in it to necessarily make a profit.
No.
They would like to someday, but they understand that for a long time they'll probably have to make next to nothing.
A couple points to add to that. Thank God for capitalism, which allows people to do other jobs and have that extra free time, thanks to productivity, to devote to the things they love. Also, the record companies in the past that used to pick these people up, there's a great magazine called The Big Takeover, and Jack Rabbit is the editor of it. Real good underground music. He's been around for ages. Jack, he had a record company that picked up his band back in the 90s. They still owe the record company for the recording space.
Oh, geez.
They're paying off. Every time they sell a record, it goes to the recording company. So having it done independently, where you can put your stuff on iTunes or you can go to MySpace and sell stuff, it has just been a great revolution. And the way people are going to have to look at the music industry now is the recorded music is going to be a promotional device for live
concerts.
Shows.
Exactly. Go do some concerts. Nobody can recreate that. That's something that you can only experience if you're actually there. Sell some T-shirts and, you know, koozie cups or whatever else you can. There are ways to monetize this. Look, the fact is, if you've got a product or service that's interesting and valuable and people like it, they're going to pay for it. It's the business model we use here with Free Talk Live. It's we give our stuff away on the Internet. That's what I said at the top of the show. There's these other talk show hosts that want to charge you $7 a month to get on their websites.
Right.
Ours is free. You go and download all the stuff you want to, and if you like what we're doing, then there's a tip jar. It's called the AMP program.
It's great and fun for people and educational for people to listen to it when it is recorded. But live, they have the opportunity to hear this thing and participate and get in on the action while they're doing it, calling in. And there's a difference between the two products. It's really neat.
The other one, briefly, patents.
Patents. People are waiting patiently here.
It seems like it's a more complicated issue because people believe that if it weren't for patents, you wouldn't have inventions, that if it weren't for patents, if it wasn't for this government monopoly privilege, essentially, that's granted to these people that get the patents, then nothing would be developed, which is, it's just absolutely absurd, and the evidence is there to back up the anti-patent perspective. Patents are used more often than not by patent attorneys. Remember, law was created by lawyers for the benefit of
lawyers.
Now, they try to tell you it's for your benefit, but that's nonsense. So what goes on is there are these sharks out there, I guess you could call them, that have started companies, and I won't name names, but they pander to the tired, worn-out inventors, and they say, come on in, get yourself an invention submission package. Send us your invention. We're going to market it, and we're going to find out if anybody's going to buy it, and we'll get your invention to market. You might have heard these radio and TV spots. And so what happens is the poor, starving inventor who just wants to get his product out there, he sends the details in on his product and, signs off on a non-release agreement and all that. And then the company allegedly takes it to a trade show, and they allegedly what they do is they get the inventor to part with a bunch of money. They say, well, we need all this money to buy marketing materials to go and take this to the trade show. And so these inventors who don't have a whole lot of money, they basically give up their life savings to these companies. And then what happens is they'll come back to the inventor and they'll say, well, we brought it to the trade show and it's just not going to fly. Tell you what, we feel really bad about what happened. We'll give you all of your money back, but you just need to just sign this paperwork here, and we'll give you all of your money back. And, of course, the inventor has spent all of his life savings on this, or a significant chunk, because it's thousands of dollars for the marketing. And then what happens is they send him a release agreement, and the agreement says, this is our idea now.
Right.
Sign here, and you'll get your money back. And sure enough, the inventor does get his money back, but he doesn't own his invention anymore, and the patent reservation company essentially sits on those patents, and then if somebody else comes up with a similar invention, they go and they snipe them, and they take them down, and really, it's just a tool for lawyers to make money, more so than anything else. I mean, there's some interesting ways the economy might reorient itself in the absence of patents. We can talk about that, and we'll definitely take your calls coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And guard.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the show, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And get your limited supply Porkfest beer mug and drink responsibly with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. You can only do it if you're actually here in New Hampshire for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is going on from June 9th through the 15th. Jason is going to be setting up the SACL CAI Fun Tent, featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, including myself and Gardner, and prize drawings and more. So it's going to be a good time. Hope to see you out at Porkfest. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about that. Intellectual property, briefly, just a quick vision for how things might work. I don't know how it would actually play out. I can't predict these things. I don't know what people in search of a profit would do. Yeah. But one of the things you hear from the people that say, well, we can't have no patents. No one will invent anything. The people that are saying that to me are just lazy, because that's what patents allow companies to do, is come up with an invention and then rest on their laurels for however many X number of years that they're guaranteed no competition for. If we had no patents, then companies would have to be real quick-like as far as marketing marketing and getting things out and updating products and coming out with new innovations, they'd really, it'd be a lot more of a competitive marketplace. And, you know, people don't want to compete. That's why they're in favor of these patents. They don't want to work hard. They don't want to work smart. They'd rather just be lazy. And that's what patents allow companies to do. In addition, what you might see happen is the marketplace reorienting itself. First of all, there probably would be some very important secrecy measures that would be put in place for ideas. People would have to sign agreements, and if they broke those agreements, they could be taken to arbitration, and their reputations could be ruined. But also, this is an idea, I think, from Stephen Kinsella, who wrote like a 52-page paper about intellectual property and why we just need to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. He pointed out that what might happen is we might see, instead of companies having their own research and development departments, what you might see is like idea generation businesses, or for instance, universities could, for instance, come out with an idea
engineering
for
things.
They could just come out with a new idea for a new car, for instance, and then different companies, since ideas would be free, would be able to take those ideas and then innovate on top of those ideas and manufacture those products, and have different companies competing to manufacture the same idea or a modified version of that idea. And that's just one idea for how things might change, or the marketplace may shift in the absence of intellectual property protection.
It's very interesting you should bring that up, because if you look at some of the policy think tanks in Washington, D.C., I was just down at CEI and some of the others out there, they have investors investing in the people who write the policy papers. A lot of people on talk radio or on blog sites and things like that, they go to these guys who can, as their careers, they do this research. The data that they're coming up with, they don't copyright the data. They're trying to get it to as many people as possible. Yeah. They're trying to spread this out there. And the people who seed them, the Koch brothers and other people like that, the people who seed the money to these guys are the ones who are saying, this is good stuff that's happening. It'll help change the policy debate if people learn more about how bogus the anthropogenic claims about global warming are and things like that. So it could be a similar thing. And I think very clearly, if you had point-of-sale agreements and you had private arbitration, you know, the civil courts, in other words, done through private association, no government involved, you would spontaneously see groupings of people who were seen as trustworthy, court systems, private court systems that were seen as trustworthy, and businesses that would deal with them, and you would have a spontaneous order within those of products and people who were trusted to produce things and deal fairly with each other.
I think ideas should be free, because it's ideas that are what have created everything that we find so valuable in our lives. Everything that you see in front of you, wherever you are right now, whether you're driving in your car and you're looking at your dashboard, everything was an idea first. Everything somebody thought of, and they made it into reality. So, and ideas have always been used to base other ideas off of. Existing wealth has always been combined with new ideas to create new wealth and on into the future. So if there were less restrictions on the transaction of ideas, we'd have more development quicker.
Yeah,
let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Michael in Fort Lauderdale, listening on WFTL. Hello, Michael.
Great show, guys. Every week it's been great. I've listened for a couple weeks now, and there's nobody like you guys.
I have to suggest, before you go on, I have to suggest that all of our radio listeners who pick us up Saturday nights, if you're enjoying the program, take a moment out during the week and send an email to your local program director at your local talk station, or pick up the phone and call them up and tell them that you like Free Talk Live, and just ask them to put us on six nights a week, because we are available all week long. Go ahead with your point, sir.
Well, I just predict a long, prosperous future for all of you, because it's such a great show. But being a history major and having a master's degree in history, I used to not necessarily believe in the general quote unquote conspiracy theories, but I do believe that through incrementalism, I believe that both parties are pushing us collectively into a storm that we are about to. We can't get out of. I believe there's a storm on the horizon, and I believe it's inevitable that Barack Obama is going to probably be the next president, and it's going to usher in a collectivist, extremist, socialistic, big government mentality.
Well, you'll get it in healthcare, that's for sure. You'll probably see the return of the fairness doctrine, or at least the attempt to return it. It depends how much people fight it.
Probably going to be no end to any wars or anything like that either.
Oh, man. I agree.
If things are getting worse, it's a dire situation, but it's been dire for many, many years. The government has always been on this path of getting more intrusive and bigger, and it really is going to take courage on the part of individuals like you and me to stand up against this tyranny. Regardless of who wins the election, it won't matter if it's John McCain or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. It won't matter. The government's going in that direction, and it's almost unstoppable.
Hey guys,
but what can stop it? Is non-cooperation. That's what can stop it. Because if all you do is you say, oh, man, we lost this election. Now we have to wait 4 more years before we can maybe change something there. Then they have won, and you will never win that way. Because they'll always put some other crony up who is just part of the system, in it for themselves. And what really needs to happen is Americans need to have some, find whatever courage it takes to just say no to these government people. When they demand money from you, just say no. If enough people did that, we'd be unstoppable.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 1,000%. You know, in the horizon, it's about the storm we're about to go through. I think one of the first things we're going to get hit with within the maybe 100-some-odd days of this new president, this new Congress or whatever, this leftist agenda, I think we're going to experience massive gun control bills. And I just hope that the listeners who aren't even very necessarily pro-gun, per se, understand the magnitude of what that means. Because the Second Amendment is the only physical, tangible, constitutional Bill of Rights amendment that you have that protects all your other theoreticals that are just verbal. And I believe that that's going to be a matter of time, very shortly, in the near future. The handwriting's on the wall with that H.R. 1022 they're trying to push through. I think it's going to be the big step towards complete control of us, and a larger step away from the incrementalism that we've been experiencing for so long.
Yeah, and you know, it really probably wouldn't be much of a step, because it doesn't seem that they have to really pass any legislation to take guns from people. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this, but shortly after Hurricane Katrina, in the aftermath, they actually went door to door and took people's guns away from them, and most people gave them up. So, I mean, there wasn't any legislation passed or anything like that. It was like, oh, it's raining out, let's take some guns from people. And they did, and they got away with it. And nothing, you know, no consequences have come to the government people from that. And many of those folks never got their guns back.
And don't forget also, under the new auspices of Michael Chertoff, they're pushing for giving the Federal Emergency Management Association the ability to be able to check people's immigration status during any time of natural disaster, when, of course, the government claims the right to be able to evacuate you anytime they want. I think you're right. I think there's a big storm coming. And one of the things that troubles me so very much is I think that part of the problem is that people just accept the government paradigm. And if you go back, even back to the very establishment of the government, the concept that we form governments to stop us from hurting each other, taking each other's property, there's a problem inherent in that, which is that in order to create the police force to protect us from having our stuff taken or our lives hurt by others, they have to take some of our stuff.
It's the paradox of the government.
Exactly.
Michael, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and thank you for the call tonight. Phones are loaded up. If you're on hold, we will get you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. In fact, I don't know if we'll ever get to it, Gardner, but you've got a story about guns tonight. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit gasfreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you are enjoying the program, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for $3 a month. That's all it'll cost you. And you'll get some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And the purpose of the AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So the idea is we take that money in and it gets reinvested into the show. It does not go to pay Gardner Goldsmith's salary. Actually, you did get a few bucks for coming in this week.
You are a very good man.
You are doing a little bit extra for the show, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you're awesome.
But what it does do is it gets us on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Also, we do some internet outreach, advertising on the internet, and get more internet listeners as well, because more people hearing the message of freedom, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to a different Michael. This one is also listening to WFTL in Palm Springs, Florida. Hello, Michael.
Hello. It's been a long, lonely winter.
In Florida? There's no winter in Florida.
Meaning that you people are like a torch at the end of my long, dark tunnel.
Oh, okay.
I haven't spoken to a fellow libertarian on the air for more than a decade.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry to hear that.
And I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. You have enough energy to light the Jefferson Memorial without a wire.
Yeah, you know, the last I heard about the Jefferson Memorial was that they arrested a young lady for dancing.
And I met her on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed. She's about 6 feet tall, the Jefferson one. Her name is Marcia or Martha, and she is stunningly gorgeous.
I'm sorry. Go ahead with your point. What were you calling about tonight?
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for being there, for exposing all the hypocrisy, all the art of the smear, especially that parking outside of someone's house. That was very interesting. The patent thing was very interesting. I thought of Nikola Tesla right away and how he was raped by the federal government.
Big
for all his
time.
Brilliance.
Oh, and GE, boy, did you brought up, anybody reads about Tesla, man, what a fascinating and a great hero for intellect, and he got screwed.
Anyway, but my real question is, what happened to Bob Barr? What's with all this media blackout?
What, they're blacking out Bob Barr?
You don't hear anything.
Well, I've heard that he's getting interviews on, like, the Colbert Report or something like that. But who cares anyway? Bob Barr's not a real libertarian. He's a joke. He's so unprincipled, and it's outrageous that the Libertarian Party would nominate someone like Bob Barr as their presidential candidate.
However, from the other perspective, it is interesting to see that those people who don't like, because Bob Barr does, even though a lot of libertarians aren't happy with Bob Barr, he represents a threat to
the establishment. He's a threat to John McCain, yeah.
And it's true, he would be getting a lot more attention, I think, if his ideas had more to do with the type of nonsense Ross Perot was spouting out, or if he was more of like a Naderite or something like that. But since he's against the government establishment, certainly Fox News is not going to be touching this guy.
I don't know, man. I think that's almost a stretch to suggest Bob Barr is against the establishment.
Well, yeah, that's an excellent point.
He may take a pro-liberty position on some things, but the guy is, he's in favor of intervention. He's in favor of the war on drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are two issues that libertarians are usually pretty consistent on, and he's way out there. So, I mean, the dude's a joke, Michael.
Are you saying we should resurrect our old tradition of nota?
None of the above.
I'm not going to vote for these cats. I mean, I'm not going to vote for any of these guys. I'd vote for Ron Paul. I mean, Ron Paul is far more of a libertarian than Bob Barr could ever hope to be.
He won't leave the GOP. So, why? I don't know. He's paralyzed. It's like he won't let go of it.
Well, whatever. I mean, come on. You and I both know that nothing's ever going to change at the federal level, and the only way that we're ever going to achieve liberty in our lifetime is if we actually decide to non-cooperate with these governments and secede, either secede on a state level or on a personal level. And that's why I think the Free State Project is such a brilliant idea to move, in case you haven't heard of it, Michael, to move 20,000 liberty lovers to the same state to concentrate our activity, because the biggest problem with the liberty movement has been we've been spread out all over the place. And it's like you said, you hadn't talked to somebody on the air in 10 years. Well, I'm sitting in a room right here with Gardner, who is a different talk show. You're a talk show host during the week on WTPL in Concord. You've got your own show, and you're a principled free marketeer. So we've got more libertarian media here in this one room than the whole state of Florida, I think. And, Michael, I want to thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Willie, listening on WFTL in Miami. Hello, Willie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for being here.
I just got called on to y'all show 3 cents ago.
Okay.
And I really, really enjoyed
it. Good thanks.
Guys. You guys are terrific.
What's on your mind tonight, Willie?
I just want to say that I like it. I'm a diehard Democrat, but since I've been listening to you guys, now I'm beginning to look at this government totally different than what you said. It does not matter who's in power, and I've learned that because in 06, I worked my butt off. I donated money that I couldn't afford, and just like we said right here today, nothing has changed.
What a big disappointment that must be to so many Democrats who worked so hard and put so much effort in, and they thought, let's elect all these Democrats, we're going to end the war in Iraq, and what happened? Mm-hmm. They sat on their thumbs, and they didn't do a damn thing, because you know what they are, Willie? They're two sides of the same big government coin. Yeah. The Republicans and Democrats, there's virtually a dime's difference between the two.
Right.
They're all a bunch of thugs.
Well, from now on, I'm going to try to get my hands on as much libertarian research as I can.
All right.
I'm going to listen more to the Ron Pauls and other people from the Libertarian, because I'm fed up with it right now. As a African American, of course, I would love to Obama to win, but you know, I don't think it'll
be. But Obama, as an African American, many of your many of the people that are also in that category, if you will, I don't like to put people in groups. I like to think people right. as individuals. But many people, the fact is, the police are targeting many of the, especially the redneck cops down in Florida. I know. Right. I lived there for 26 years.
Oh,
many of those redneck cops are targeting African Americans and Hispanics, and they're busting them for, you know, having a joint or whatever. And the fact is, this Obama character could give a flip about that. He's not out on the front lines battling for even medical marijuana, and certainly not recreational use. So what we're seeing here is the prisons in America being filled to the brim. We've got over 500,000 Americans in prison, most of them are black, simply for drug possession. So your family members and your friends are going to prison for something that never even harmed another person. And people like Barack Obama and the others in the Democratic Party who would like to claim that they're socially liberal, they could give a flip about drug users, and they completely ignore the issue when it comes up. They are not in favor of any sort of reform whatsoever. So they're not doing anybody any favors whatsoever.
Well, once again, man, thank you guys very much.
Thanks,
and
Willie.
I got some friends. I'm going to get them turned on to you on Saturday evening. I wish you can get down here.
Oh, yeah.
Monday through Friday, but we'll take Saturday night.
Call the station, talk to Ken Pauley during the week and tell him how you feel. Thank you for the call tonight.
All right,
we certainly appreciate it.
See you, Willie. You know, Ian, there's a great point there. I saw a bumper sticker yesterday as I was driving up to do my show, and it just said choice. I said, you know what? I resent somebody who's so-called pro-choice, like Barack Obama or like Hillary Clinton or somebody else out there who says they're going to allow for choice, not to allow companies to choose whom they want to hire, not to allow companies to choose the types of stuff they want to put in their products, whether it's trans fats in New York where they ban trans fats, mm-hmm. or to, oh, I don't know, say, put out something that might be dangerous, but I can choose myself,
or
like
individuals
a
to
drug.
Right, individuals to choose to take drugs.
Yeah, talk about choice. These people have a lot of gall, a lot of arrogance to sit there and say, I'm in favor of choice, when more and more and more and more they step on the Constitution that they say they want to uphold. I don't even think the Constitution goes far enough, but they say, I'm running to be President of the United States to execute the laws under the Constitution. They could give a flip about the Constitution.
Yeah, you know what? I bet they wouldn't support my choice to not pay federal taxes.
No way.
Oh, let's continue. Let's go to Jonathan, listening in Charleston, South Carolina on WSC-FM. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just had a comment. I actually want to preface it by saying, you know, while I'm certainly a proponent of liberty and freedom and choice and some of the precepts of libertarianism, I'm not totally familiar with it, so pardon my ignorance, but wanted to comment on the intellectual property information.
By all means.
You know, being a business owner and knowing a bit about intellectual property law and you know, the things associated with it, you know, I think that, I'm not sure about your logic, I think that it would actually stifle innovation by preventing companies to have some protection. You know, you have, take for example, a drug company. Drug company spends a fortune going out and trying to develop a new cure.
Okay. You know what, Jonathan, Jonathan, I'm going to put you on hold because this is an important issue, and I'm going to bring you in hour three. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, hang on, because this is not something we can address in 15 seconds. 800-259-9231. What about drugs? Without intellectual property, we wouldn't have drugs. This is such an easy one. We're going to knock it right out of the ballpark. All right, hour three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. The answer, of course, is the FDA. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.